AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. More U.S. and Israeli airstrikes hit Iran today. The Red Crescent Society says the airstrikes there have killed at least 555 people. That includes Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Meanwhile, Iran and Iranian-backed militias fired missiles at Israel and Arab states, apparently hitting the U.S. embassy compound in Kuwait. The Lebanese military group Hezbollah fired missiles into Israel. Israel launched counterstrikes, killing at least 31 people, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. President Trump says the combat operations will continue until all U.S. objectives are achieved, and said in a social media video that more U.S. troops will likely die in the war.
America will avenge their deaths and deliver the most punishing blow to the terrorists who have waged war against basically civilization. They have waged war against civilization itself.
Trump also urged Iranians to take over their government. Iran's Soccer Federation says its World Cup participation in the U.S. this year is in doubt. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has more.
The president of Iran's Soccer Federation says he does not know if the national team can play World Cup matches in the United States following the surprise U.S. and Israeli bombardment of his country. Mehdi Taj tells sports portal Varzesh3, quote, "What is certain is that after this attack, we cannot be expected to look forward to the World Cup with hope." Taj was speaking as Iran traded strikes with Israel as part of a widening war. Iran is scheduled to play World Cup games in Inglewood, California and Seattle. I'm Gethin Kulba.
U.S. futures fell more than 1% and oil prices soared. Gains for defense contractors and oil companies helped limit losses in Asian trading. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports Renee Good's family is remembering her love and her laughter.
Good's mom says she loves sparkles and laughter, any excuse for a celebration, and she loved pretty much everyone she met.
She had this way of making you feel special and loved that I didn't even understand that until we lost her.
Good was shot and killed by an immigration agent in Minneapolis. Donna Ganger told the AP, it's going to be hard in the future.
It's going to be a kind of a constant pain.
Tim Ganger described his daughter as
relationship building, slow to anger, quick to love, quick to care. And that's the essence of who she was.
He hopes Renee Good's death will help people stop, take a breath, listen, and care for each other.
Otherwise, it seems the senselessness of this is overwhelming.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.